Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I look at the wisdom of God in the ant, something so small, he said, consider the ant's ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, who makes them get up and go to work in the morning? Is there an ant clock that they punch? An ant alarm clock? Or an ant whistle that tells them when to start work or when to quit? Why do they all roll out and just work, 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 work? All of them. Why? Because it is the right thing to do. And God made them that way. And his wisdom is in them. And what is God saying through this scripture? Lazy boy, lazy girl, you need to go watch the ants and see how I made them and see how they do. They got no guide, no overseer, no ruler. The government is not making them work. The boss man's not making them work. Y'all gonna help me with this or not? This is not too simple for you, is it? No. They provide their meat in the summer and they gather their food in the harvest. They work every season they can. They get while the getting's good, don't they? You leave a muffin on the ground, it's an ant opportunity. And what if two ants find out about it? Next thing you know, 40,000 ants. Right? Why? Because they all work.
Amen.
None of them lay up in the, and goof off and go, well, let the other ants do it. No, man, they're all roll out. Verse 9 keeps going. How long will you sleep, oh sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? Little sleep, little slumber, little folding of the hands to sleep. Now, there's a whole lot said about sleep and laziness, isn't there? Lazy people sleep too much. They rest too much. We read about it last week. How that the lazy person turns in the bed like a door on the hinge. Remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Should have been up doing something 3 hours ago, but they go, roll over. There's a time to rest, but there's time to get up and go. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I said there's a time to rest, but there's a time to roll out, and your flesh is not always wanting to do it. Have you found that out?
Yes.
Has it ever been time to get up and you have not wanted to get up?
Yes.
Huh? Maybe you got in bed real late, or maybe you've been real busy, or there's been a lot of things going on, but then it's time to go. And if you don't learn how to roll out and go when it's time to go, no matter how you feel, you are not going to prosper. You are not going to be successful. That's not my thoughts. Read the next verse here. What does it say? Little sleep. A little slumber, another nap, roll on over. Verse 11, what's going to happen? Now, we're not reading somebody's idea. This is the Bible. This says your poverty is going to come as one that traveleth, and your want as an armed man, like a bandit. Like an armed bandit. Poverty is going to come on you. Well, if the Bible says poverty is going to come on you, that's not prosperity. Well, what if when they roll over once in a while, they make a good confession? Huh? They won't get up, but they're faith people. They're faith people, go to a faith church, got two closets full of faith tapes and CDs and DVDs. Huh? Faith people got faith stickers on their refrigerator. And they just make confessions while they roll over. Will their confessions override these verses and enable them to prosper anyhow? No. No. You can't just make confessions and ignore this and prosper. Can you?
No, sir.
Got to be diligent. Somebody say diligent. Diligence is not a bad thing. Diligence is a good thing. The more you yield to the flesh and the more lazy that you become, the worse you feel and the more miserable you are. It's not like the more you sleep in and the more you miss your appointments and the more you goof off and don't do your work, the better you feel and the more confidence you have. No, it goes down. You like yourself less and less. You don't feel good about sleeping in and goofing off and not doing your work. Do you? Even if you're a little tired or a lot tired, when you feel like you did it, you pulled your weight, you did what you should have done, you took care of business, and you feel good about it, don't you? You can lay your head on the pillow and sleep. And how does it affect your faith? Does it help your faith?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it helps your faith because you know you've done what the Lord told you to do.
Yes, sir.
So now it's easier to believe God that He's going to help you and prosper you and bless you.
Yes, sir.
When you know you obeyed Him.
Amen.
Somebody say it out loud again. Working,
working
is God's idea. Hold your place in Proverbs and go to Colossians. I remember my grandpa, who's gone now. But even as a little boy, he used to tell me and my brother and the other boys and our cousins and stuff and anybody that listened these stories. And it's invariably about working hard. I mean, that was probably as much his religion as anything, was working hard. Too much so. But he told us this story, and for the first several years, I couldn't figure out why he kept telling us this story. But as time went on, it became more apparent. He'd tell us about this fellow that was lazy, sorriest fellow in the community. And he'd say, sorry, shake his head. And we're all thinking, yeah, he's sorry, rascal. He said, this fellow's so sorry, wouldn't do a lick of work for anybody, for anything. And if I got so sorry, the community decided he's too sorry to live. They just gonna bury him alive. Of course, this would get the attention of a 5-year-old, right? We're thinking, it's gonna bury him alive. He goes, yeah, bury him alive. You got a picture of this, and my grandpa and us, we're sitting around the fire. He's telling us these stories in the wintertime in a cold old house. So we almost got our feet in the fire. And he says, yeah, he wouldn't work a crop. We're from the South, you know. He wouldn't work a crop. Wouldn't have anything. Always having a, you know, bum off of people, even to make it through the winter. Sorry, rascal. They said, no, the community got together, voted, it's going to bury him alive. Everybody's tired of carrying him. So they got him in the wagon. And they're taking him to the cemetery. Bury him alive. Already got the coffin. He's laying in it. Already got the grave dug. And as they're taking him over there, this one fellow saw him and just couldn't stand it. He said, you know, that's all right. Don't bury him. I'll give him enough corn to last him through the winter. Said the fellow raised up out of the casket, said, is it shelled? Man said, no, it's not shelled. Said he laid down and said, drive on, boys. Just drive on. Drive on, boys. Sorry, rascal. Well, nobody Faith Life Church. Be that sorry. Did you find Colossians? In Colossians, the third chapter, I want to draw your attention to what he said about the ant. He specified that the ants worked season in, season out, having no overseer. Remember that? No guide, no ruler. Nobody is making them go to work. Nobody is over them saying, now do it, get to it, stay with it. Nobody is. They are self-motivated. Somebody say self-motivated.
Self-motivated.
They're self-motivated. Now notice this in Colossians 3, 22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Now let's just stop right there. A lot of people read that and they think, well, boy, that don't apply to me because I'm not a slave. I'm not a servant. And we don't have slavery anymore. But then why is that in here? There are no unnecessary verses. And you don't need to, you know, be so appalled at the idea of serving somebody. And really, every employee is a servant. You are serving the people, the owners, the company, aren't you? You're serving them in some capacity. So you could easily put employees, and instead of masters, employers, or whatever it is, whether you're paid or not paid, if you're under somebody helping somebody, notice it. He said, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, talking about your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers. One translation says, not just when their eyes are on you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.